We were discussing Nida Daraisa, when you get blood that comes out from the uterus, as long as it's not Damaka. And we had the 5 and 7 days, and we discussed Nida Darabanan, when a woman has a kesem, and different kuas regarding less than a gris, colored begadim, a sandi mutayin, and makabal tuma. There's another halacha also, Midrabanan, of the harchakas. That since if you have bia with the nida, that's chayev kares. And according to some chivak v'nishak, hugging and kissing, you violate a lav. So we see there's an iser kares of bia, so therefore we want to make preventive measures. I guess similar to like we have by chametz on Pesach. We go to all mechiris chametz, bitto chametz, bedikas chametz. Because something which is normally permitted, so you're used to eating it, you can't just leave the pastrami sandwich out, you have to put it away. So too, anytime something's permitted, and now it's prohibited, so we see we make greater gedarim for that. So when it comes to nida, that's what the chachamim did. So what are some of the big general harchakas that the post can bring down? So the Mordechai brings down about you have to separate the beds. You can't have the beds touching one another. They talk about, even with clothes on, you can't be sleeping, you know, on the beds, even though, because you might think, well, there's no concern, we have our clothes on. Even with clothes on, you aren't allowed to. And even in each other's bed, that's how far they go. Also, another discussion is, and Rav Moshe has a kula about what do you add a, obviously the Markam Erva, you can't see when she's in Nida. It has to be normal, you know, only normally covered things. So Rav Moshe writes, obviously it's normally covered things in your home. Obviously when you go outside, generally speaking, you'll be more covered up. At home, within the minimum requirement, you're going to be dressing differently. So therefore, you could be lenient on things that a woman usually has uncovered in her own home. And the post can bring down, you can't have any physical contact, even if it's not derech chiba. And in addition, the Ramah brings down about even throwing, passing things. We can't do, but even throwing, let's say throwing the keys at each other, not throwing them, but you want to give, you want to give your wife the keys, so you can't even throw them, you have to put it down. And Rav Avadi brings, maybe he thinks you shouldn't even play ping pong or tennis, those fall under that as well. However, regarding when a woman has a baby, so there's two issues. There's a tumas lo yoledes, either for a boy 7 days, for a girl 14. And automatically, even if there's no dam at all. And then it usually takes 5-6 weeks. Because blood usually comes out from the uterus. So, when a woman's in nida, when she has a baby, so what do? You're not allowed to pass. So some say you have to be concerned about it. Rav Wug feels since a baby, like has the status of a chola, he's concerned that it's one thing you want to pass the keys, you put the keys down on top of the car, you put it in the snow plank. He's concerned people are going to do silly things without thinking and put the baby, and you end up putting the baby in a risk, in a dangerous situation. So Ray Wilk thinks there's no problem with passing, one could pass the baby. Another discussion is leftovers, that you wait until she leaves the room if you want to eat her leftovers, but she could eat your leftovers even in front of you. And Rav Moshe discusses, Rav Abadi, let's say you have something which is normally eaten, let's say at a wedding people have pretzels out, chips, so at home you have a bowl of popcorn or something similar, so then that's not a problem either. That's the normal way of, that's not considered leftovers, that's the normal way of eating it. Also, when you're eating at the table, you have to have a hecker or something like a tefachai, and something which normally would not be on the table, so therefore you know that it's there for a reason. What about wine? Wine's even a bigger chum. You can't even put wine down in front of her like other drinks. So what do you do for Kiddush? So either you could pour it before she comes in the room, you could pour it into a cup, or you could pour for everybody and pass around the 8 cups, and therefore it's not a problem. Some say it's for any drinks. Many assume of a body, and others it's only wine and not for the other drinks. As we mentioned before, the sapso that the Trumas Hadeshin writes, you know, like the seesaw thing, you can't sit on the same couch where your weight is going to be pronounced. In other words, you walk into a car, you might feel the car go down for a second, but that's not a concern. That's not so recognizable, pronounced. But in the case where you're sitting on the same chair or couch, you know, then one has to be careful. And also they talk about taking a teal. So again, everybody says, you know, if you're taking a teal in Central Park during the day, so there are hundreds of people there, so therefore we're not worried. You shouldn't do it in a deserted area. So those are some of the halakhas of harchakas. There's another halakha of vesos. Vesos, that's that when she's expecting the period. So we know when she's in need, do you separate? But what about someone's expecting a period? So there's different types of vesos. There's vesos achodesh. So let's say a woman has a period on the 20th of the month, to go by Hebrew calendar, because we assume it's the calendar that brings it out. So the 20th day, the date, that's all we care about, the vesos achodesh. So then you have to separate. We'll see separating from what in a second. But so we assume the day split into day and night, so it's only during that 12-hour period or whatever hour it is. So the Arzaruah has a chumrah that even the night before, let's say the 20th day of the month is the bestest during the day, so the Arzaruah writes even the night before. And the Chazan says no, and that seems to be the minute that you only have to separate during that time period, day or night. You know, different machokas, chazanish, and or zaruah, whether people follow the chumra or the zaruah. Then there's pashas, and you have to do a bedika after the vessels to make sure everything's fine. The ona beininess, that's goes by the days. In other words, let's say she had a period on day one, you count 30 days. So many times the Vesis HaChodesh and Ona Benis is the same, but depends if it's a 29-day month, 30-day month. Then there's Vesis HaFlaga, that's the interval. If it's 25 days, 33 days, the interval in between from the last period, so therefore we're choshesh before. And others point out, Rav Abadi and others, that let's say you have 4 months in a row, you have like, you don't see dam between, let's say, 35 and 40, so he says the other vestas you don't have to worry about, because we don't have to worry about day 30 or the vest, if you're already established 4 times in a row. And then with some people go on birth control, so that's a different vesis aguf, that there's different times where it's the real, and then it's like the placebo effect, the fake birth control. So basically it goes by, whenever you see the dam, if you see it 3 days after that time period, that's when you start count, you know, that's your vesis, and next time you do it, it's 3 days after. That's a whole discussion. We know what is usher during vesis, during the Vesis, so it's definitely, it's an Isser Tashmish, it's Isser Dav relations. However, there's no prohibition of Harchakas during this time period. What about chibuk v'nisha? What about hugging and kissing? So the Rashba says it's mutter during this period, and the chumra of the trumas adeshen, one should be machmer. So again, so many say lechatchila one should be machmer during this time period, even for chibuk, even hugging and kissing. However, those bring down that if since meyikra din it's mutter, so let's say your wife's really having a bad day, she needs a hug or something, so then yesh al mi lismoch. And then the one last thing is they talk about is the dam besulim, like from Bir Rishona, let's say the hymen breaks, so you have dam besulim is not nida daraisa, it's only a nida darabanan, it's dam maka really, or it's not dam. So therefore, why is it a mutter completely? So, Chazal, since this is a one-time shot, or in theory, one-time shot, so therefore, they said, okay, we'll have you separate. Things that happen all the time, so it would have been too much. So one time, albeit at a very important time, but so that's where they instituted Dam Besulim. And Rav Moshe points out, the only time you have an Issa Drabanan of Dam Besulim, it's only if it's created through Bia. But let's say after your Bia Rishona, you go and the doctor breaks the rest of the hymen or whatever, and you have Dam, so that's not considered, we don't view it as Dam Besulim to be Asa Midrabanan or not. And Rav Abadi has a chiddush. He says the Gemara is talking about Dam Besulim if you don't know. But if you know, she has the Besulim, so we know it's coming. We know it's Dam Besulim. He's just saying he according to the Gemara when you're not sure. So either way, so let's say there's no Dam Besulim and you have the Bia. So the Rush writes, Yatame. The Ravid writes Yitahar. So therefore, we kind of make a compromise. If it was a Bia Gemura, so then even without the Dam, so we separate. But if it's only a Ha'ara, if it wasn't a Gemar Bia, and post can go into details, how do you define Gemar Bia, Trias Bia? So that's a discussion about on Dam Besulim.